This is Deacon Mike, and welcome to our overview of the Gospels as found in the New Testament of Sacred Scripture. These four Gospels come directly from the Apostolic Age, written between 30 to 60 years after the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, to announce the good news of salvation. These Gospels do not present the same exact picture of Jesus. Each face or view of Jesus should be expected. Let me explain. If I was to ask my wife, my four sons, my neighbors, or several parishioners to write the story of my life, each would be different, but all would be true, as it was about me. It depends on how deep the relationship or interaction there was between us. Being that not one of those people were with me 24 hours a day, they would only see selective interactions and interpret them in the selective light of our relationship with one another. So it is with the four Gospels. In Matthew, we have Jesus as the new Moses, a teacher and lawgiver. Mark presents a harried, hurried human Jesus. Luke portrays Jesus as a compassionate, forgiving person. John has Jesus as a noble, majestic, and divine being. Which one is the most authentic? They all are, for it depends on how each person interacted with what was happening in their own lives and the world at that time. Matthew and John are companions of Jesus, and therefore eyewitnesses to what was going on. Mark and Luke were apostolic witnesses, associates of Peter and Paul, respectively, and learned about Jesus through these disciples. While there were other Gospels written, only these four were accepted into the biblical canon, as they gave an accurate account of the life and teaching rooted in the apostolic tradition. There were other Gospels, such as the Gospel of Thomas, of Peter, of Mary Magdalene, and surprisingly, there is a Gospel of Judas, which recorded several supposed conversations between Judas and Jesus the 3 days before he died. All of these, as well as several others, had misinformation, emphasizing a particular viewpoint, causing concerns as to their theological content, their authorship, and their historical accuracy. Only these four were considered trustworthy and gave a complete picture of the life and times in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Each Gospel would select episodes of this life that served a specific purpose. They neither invented situations and accomplishments, nor did they falsify and distort facts. But they were free to interpret the significance of these to their readers. It is hard to classify the type of literature the Gospels represent, as they are unique, one of a kind. We also have to consider the discrepancies. The Gospels are not written in chronological order. There is a main outline of Jesus' life that is followed, but episodes within that outline can be rearranged for the readers. The chronological structure is subordinate to the theological meaning. There is different wording in some parallel passages, but we must be attentive not to the words of Jesus, but to the voice of Jesus. Jesus spoke Aramaic, but the Gospels were written in Greek, the official business-like language of the time. Not every Aramaic word had an equivalent Greek term. Each Gospel is also written for a specific audience. Matthew, for example, is written for a predominantly Jewish audience, showing how Jesus is the promised one of old. Mark, on the other hand, is writing for a Gentile audience. Since Mark felt the end times would be upon them soon, he wants to get the message of who Jesus was and what he means for our lives to as large an audience as possible. Luke also writes to a predominantly Gentile audience, as well as those diaspora Jews, ancestors of the Jews who were forced into exile during the Babylonian captivity but did not return to the Holy Land. And John is written in a more scholarly, intellectual, theological approach, attempting to show to the learned class the importance of Jesus. While the first three focus on what he, the Son of Man, does well among us, John focuses on why Jesus, the Son of God, did this. Four Gospels, four views, but one divine Son of God and Son of Man. When reading Scripture, it is important to remember the time in which it was written, the audience, who it was written to, and what was the meaning then, and how can this meaning relate to us today. It is not a history of humanity, but of one man's influence on it. It is the story of when and where our God played an important part in human development. It is not a story of facts and figures, but a story of emotions and feelings as seen through the words of everlasting life. It is not a story of facts and figures, but a story of emotions and feelings, as seen through the words of everlasting life, which makes the Gospels just as relevant today as when they were first written. I'm Deacon Mike Kajancic.